Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis, and we begin three lines from the top with the words Iboilu Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And yesterday we had discussed that a person who mistakenly eats truma from a kohen has to pay back as a kapara, not just simply as a tashlum. He has to pay back the principal and also a fifth, which we said is really a fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside. Now, how do you calculate this? We said if it was b'mezid, so then everybody agrees, you just pay the monetary value. You're like a goslin, we had said in yesterday's shiur, Rashi brought down, the person's like a goslin. So if you stole $5 worth of truma, so you have to pay back $5 worth of truma. But here you did it inadvertently, you did it by accident. So in this situation, you pay back the principal plus the extra fifth. So how do you calculate this fifth? That's where we left off yesterday, third line from the top, Lame Beis Amanalapi Bailu. They asked the following shayla in the Beis Medrash. Kishum Shalim, when you're paying back to the Kohen for eating his truma, you have to pay him back with produce. We said it's a kapara. You have to give him back produce. You can't give him back money. And that produce will turn into truma. So when you're paying back the principal plus the fifth, lefi mida mishalim, you're paying back based upon the mida, you had a certain volume of truma, so you have to pay him back a certain volume of that type of truma, or lefi damim mishalim, or it was worth $5, and you have to pay him back $5. That's the question that we're asking. So Gemara says, "Kol hecha demei korah shavya arba zuzei, ulebisov shavya zuza." Everybody agrees that when originally it was worth 4 zuz, and then the prices went down, and now that same volume is only worth 1 zuz. So everybody agrees in that situation. Lo tibayloch, you don't even have a shaila. The vaday kidemei korah mishalim lefi domim. You have to pay him back 4 zuz is worth. You can't give him 1/4 back and say, well, I stole $5 from you by accident, and here's $5 worth of food, because the food is devalued. So you have to give him back $20 worth of food, which is the original volume that you took from him. You can't give him back 1/4 of the volume and say it's worth the same amount. Here's a quart of the truma that I took from you. You can't do that. The vaday kidemei korah mishalim lefi domim. You have to pay him back, because in addition to this being a kapara, you also have to give him back the amount that you stole from him. So if you stole from him the 4 zuz worth, so you have to give him back 4 zuz in terms of worth, even though it's now devalued. So that, no doubt, that in addition to getting a kapara here, you also have to pay back the tashlum and what you stole by accident. To lo gara, mi goslin, you can't be any worse than a goslin. The goslin would have to pay him back at the time of the gineva. That's the locha Rashi brings down in Dibra Maskul Kechud Meikora, Shadayonim Govim Mimenu Kishas Gezela, that the Ganav has to pay based upon Psukim Asher Gozal Kamosh Gozal. So at the time of the Gezela is worth 4 zuz, so you definitely have to pay back the 4 zuz, even if you hold that you normally pay back by the Mida, but you can't pay back less than the original value. So that's clear. The Logor Migazlin, you're no worse than a Gazlin, so the Gazlin have to pay back 4 zuz, so you certainly have to pay back 4 zuz, even though technically the Mida is less now. And this is based upon the Tnan. We learned in a Mishnah in Bava Kama, which I just pointed out from Rashi, Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmim Kishas HaGzela. You have to pay back at the value at the time of the stealing, at the time of the taking it inadvertently. In the case of the Shogeg, or Bemezit, certainly, you pay back at what it was worth at the time that you stole it. So the only Shaila that we'd ask over here, do we go by the Mida or do we go by the Damim, is if the Damim would be a larger amount than the Mida. So Kiti Boilok, to make Karishav Yezuza, here, when you stole it inadvertently, you took it inadvertently, you ate the truma inadvertently, so it was only worth a zuz. And now it's worth 4 zuz. So what do we say in this situation? Do I only have to pay him back 1 zuz's worth, or do I have to pay him back, now that it's worth 4 zuz, I have to pay him back 4 times as much as that volume? My, lefi mida mishalim, and I'll have to pay him back more, d'yomale griva ochal griva mishalim, because I took 5 pounds from you, I have to give you back 5 pounds. Well, that 5 pounds is worth more now, but I still have to give you back 5 pounds. Or do we say, no, I'll do more. Fi adam mishalim, no. I took $5 from you, I have to give you back $5 worth. Bezuz ocha, bezuz mishalim. I took 1 zuz from you, I have to give you back 1 zuz. So which one is it? So I'm Rav Yossi says, Toshma, I bring you a right from the following price. Ochal grogros, if a person ate grogros, these are dried figs. They're not as valuable or as good as fresh dates. So therefore, if the person by accident ate somebody's grogros, and he paid him back with shilim lo tmar, and he paid him back with dates, which are much better. So therefore, tavo lo bracha, such a person did a nice thing, and he should be blessed. Tavo lo bracha. Now, if you're saying that you have to pay him back with the volume, so I ate a pound of gros, and instead I paid you back with a pound of tvarim, Now I understand. The guy did a nice thing. He gave him back more than he had to. The ochal griva de grogros, the shavi zuza. He ate a certain volume, let's say, of grogros, which is only worth a zuz. Because yod griva, he gave him the same volume back of tamarim, the shavi arba, the tamarim much more valuable. So we understand why he said tovel abracha. The guy did a nice thing. However, Eliyamris, Lefi Dom Mishale, but if you're saying you pay him back based upon the monetary value, so what difference does it make if he took by inadvertently, he took $5 worth of grogros and he paid him back with $5 worth of tamarim, so am I tovel abracha? So then, okay, he gave him back a different thing, but it's worth the same amount. So why would you say tavol of bracha in this situation? Bezuzah ocha, bezuzah kumashale. He ate his zuzah's worth, and he came back to zuzah. He ate $5 worth, he gave him back $5. So what difference does it make that he ate grogros, and he paid him back with tamarim? It doesn't make any difference. So Amar Bai says, no, there is a difference. Lolam lefidom mishalem. One could say that you still could say tavol of bracha, even if you give him back the exact same amount of money value. So you ate $5 worth of grogros, and you gave him back $5 worth of tamarim, it still is tavol of bracha. Why? But my tavol of bracha, why would you say that that's a nice thing that he did? Because the ocha midi, the lo kovetz alei lezvine, the komashale midi, the kovetz alei lezvine. Because he gave him back something that's not as much desired by people. The grogros, the dried figs, aren't as valuable in people's mind, even though the monetary value he gave him back is the same, but there's something about having a commodity that's easy to sell or better to use. So therefore, in getting tamarim instead of these dried figs, he's getting a better commodity. So therefore, it's something that people want. What's he going to do with these? He's not necessarily going to eat them. He wants to sell them. It's much easier to sell $5 worth of tamarim than it is to sell $5 worth of the grogros. The tamarim are much more easily sold. So therefore, tavol abracha, the guy did him a favor. So you can't bring me a raya from this brisa that we go by the midah and not by the value, not by the damim. Try again. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah. Ho chel trumas chometz bePesach b'shogeg. If a person by accident ate somebody's truma chometz on Pesach, and he did this by accident, he didn't realize this was truma. He may have known that it was also to eat chometz on Pesach, but he didn't realize that this was truma of chometz. So mishalim kerem chomesh. He has to go and pay the principal back, and he has to add on the fifth. Now, if you're telling me that you base it upon the midah that he ate a certain volume of chametz over here, the trumas chametz, then Shabri, understand why he has to pay him back the keren and the chomish, because he ate a quart's worth of the truma wine, so he has to give him back a quart plus a fifth of that back as truma to get a kaparet. That's great if you say that you pay back based upon the midah. However, Eliyamris lefi domim mishalim, but if you say no, it's based upon the monetary value. So chometz bePesach bar domim hu. Does chometz on Pesach have any value? It's also b'hanah. It doesn't have any value. It's worth zero. So therefore, if they're basing it upon value, he shouldn't have to pay back keren or chomesh. I inadvertently ate zero from you. So then, even if I pay back the principal and a fifth, it's still zero. So Mar says no. This is not a good proof, because in fact, one could argue that in our Mishnah, it's worth something. You can't say that it's worth zero. It actually has value to it, so you can't bring me a raya from a Mishnah that it must be talking about midah and not value, not domim. Because who's the author of our Mishnah? Hamani, Rav Yossi HaGlili. This is the opinion of Rav Yossi HaGlili, which we said, this unusual opinion. Rav Yossi HaGlili is domah, chometz and Pesach, but to banah. He says you're allowed to get anah from chometz and Pesach. So therefore, this has value to it, and therefore, you can go and pay back the keren and the chomish based upon its value, its domim, because it does have domim value, at least according to Rav Yossi Glili, who says that it's mutter to get hanoah from chometz on Pesach. Mara says, well, wait a second. Ihachi eim sefa. Keep on reading our Mishnah. Our Mishnah then said, b'meizit, if you did take this on chometz, trumas chometz on Pesach, b'meizit, potum ina tashlumim ud meyetzim. You don't have to pay anything for it, because there is no tashlumim over here of kapara, and since there's only then the regular status of a gazlan, and you're potter then from paying back anything, and even if it was truma that was tame, it's not even good as firewood, and therefore you don't have to pay the tashlumim of the value of it, or even if it's firewood, you don't have to pay it back as that, because it was truma tame, it's only good as firewood. Now, Rav Yossi HaGlili, but if you're telling me that this is Rav Yossi HaGlili, so then my potter not tashlumim they ate him. According to Rav Yossi HaGlili, chometz and pesach is mutar b'hanah, so it has whatever value it has. Why are you telling me that it b'meizid, it has no value? So the reisha and the sefer, if they're both Rav Yossi HaGlili, so then it's contradictory. You can't tell me that the reisha has value, then the sefer should also have value. And then why would it be potter not tashlumim b'meizim? So Mar says, no, even though it's both Rav Yossi HaGlili,
Yosef really holds, he holds like Reb Nechun ben Akana. What is that? The Tanya. Reb Nechun ben Akana, ha Yosef es Yom HaKippurim kishabes l'tashlum v'chule. Ah, this is what we had the Hoshea yesterday. That if you, the Mezid took this, so then you chayiv kares on Pesach. You bedavke ate this chametz on Pesach, so in this situation, you chayiv kares. And therefore, we have the principle of kom lemi de rabba minei. That's Reb Nechun ben Akana. He says the same halach applies on Yom Kippurim as on Shabbos. When you have an isser of kares, and you do that, so there's no financial penalty at the same time that you do the isser of kares, so you're potter from the financial penalty. Kom lemi de rabba minei. You only get the stricter penalty. Just like on Shabbos, as I mentioned, if a person, let's say, kills somebody on Shabbos, and he tears his shirt, so at the same time that he killed him on Shabbos, so he's chayv skila for being over Shabbos, so he doesn't have to pay the financial penalty on the shirt. So to over here, if he did the same thing on Yom Kippur, so he doesn't have to pay the financial penalty for the shirt. So too, when he ate the chametz on Pesach, so he's chayv kares, just like on Yom Kippur, he's chayv kares, so he doesn't have to pay the financial penalty. That's why, if Yosef Lili in the Sefer of the Mishnah, says b'mezid potim not tashlum and b'yetzim, not because it's not worth anything. He holds it is worth something. Damo chametz pesach mot ba'na, but because of the principle of Reb Nechun ben Akana that kom lemi the rabbi applies to nisr of kares as well. That's why the sefer of the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yosef Lili, says you potter not tashlum and b'yetzim, but the reish of the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yosef Lili, says that you could still be paying based upon the domim, and therefore you have no raya that the reish of our Mishnah is telling us that you pay based upon the midah and not the domim. So the Gemara continues and says, let's try again. Kitanoi. Let us say that this machlokis, as Rashi points out, do we pay lefi mida or lefi domim, that this is a machlokis tanoim. Which tanoim? The following brisa is brought down. Kitanoi in the following brisa. Ha'ochel trumas chometz bepesach. If somebody eats truma, that is chometz on Pesach. Now, he's potter min atashlumim u'dmei etzim. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't pay tashlumim on this, and if it was even truma that was tamei, you don't even pay the value of the Eitzim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who obviously disagrees with Yosef Glili and says that it has no value whatsoever, and therefore you can't go and pay anything for it. So clearly, Rabbi Akiva holds that you pay based upon the Dhamim, the value. And since it has no value, he doesn't agree with the opinion of Yosef Glili. He holds that Chometz on Pesach is also B'hanah, and therefore it has no value, and therefore whether you did it B'shogig, or you did it B'mezid, you ate it by accident, or you did it, ate it on purpose, you're potim and not tashlum and may eitzim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees with him. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Yechayim. That's because when you eat it inadvertently, you pay based upon the midah, and the midah is there, even though it may not have any damim to it, but there is a midah, and you have to pay him back the Karen and the Chomish based upon the midah. So let us say that this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that you go by the damim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you go by the midah, that's exactly this machlokas tanoim. Now, the Brisa continues. Amlo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chi ma hanah yesh lo bo, but it's worth nothing. So why are you saying that he has to pay back based upon the midah? It's worth nothing. So I'm a Lord of Yochanan ben Nuri, Lord of Akiva. So Yochanan ben Nuri responds to Rabbi Akiva, okay, you may not be able to eat it. He says, but all year long, you can't eat truma tumeya. You're never allowed to eat truma tumeya, and yet you have to pay back the tashlumim, the principal plus the fifth, all year long. So too over here, even though it doesn't have ability to eat it, you still have to pay for it. So Rabbi Akiva responds to him and says, that's not correct. I'm low. Low. He says, that line of reasoning, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is incorrect. Im amris b'truma tumeya b'shayim osashana. You're telling me that truma tumeya the rest of the year, you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to do hasaka with it. So, sha'af apishen bo heter achila, yesh lo bo heter hasaka. So, while you're not allowed to eat it, you are allowed to burn it. Truma tumeya is allowed to be burned. So there's a certain hanah. Okay, it's not worth as much as the hanah of eating it, but there's certain hanah from the hasaka. So therefore, that's why all year long, if you go and inadvertently take truma tumeya, you have to go and pay for it. You have to pay back the keren and the chomesh. So can you say the same thing over here? Tomar b'zeh, over here on Pesach, when it's also not only be'achila, but it's also be'hasaka. She'ein lo heter achila, lo heter hasaka. So therefore, your argument is fallacious. Your argument is incorrect. And he says, in fact, this would be analogous to all year long, l'trumas tusim va'anovim shenitma. All year long, you're not allowed to go and take truma from somebody inadvertently, that is, from tusim is berries, and anovim is grapes. Now, if it's
not tame, so then if you eat it, of course you pay back the value of it. But if it's tame, so then you don't have to pay anything. She'ein lo ba lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. So all year long, when you have the anovim and the tusim that are tame, so they're juices, they don't burn. You know, oil can burn. You have fruits that are tame, they can burn. But the tusim and the anovim, they don't burn well. So you don't have a heter achila when they're tame, you don't have a heter asaka when they're tame. And therefore, all year long, if a non-Kohen were to eat this inadvertently, he doesn't pay tashlum, and he doesn't pay the Karen and the Chomish. So too, Chometz on Pesach. It's not mutul achila, it's not mutul hasok, it's also b'hanoa, and therefore, this is what it's analogous to. That's a Rabbi Akiva response from Yochanan ben Nuri. The bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva says, you go by the damim, its value, and it has no value. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, you go by the midah, and it has a midah, even though it may be osu b'hanoa. By the way, the Braisa continues and says, under what circumstances are they having their machlokis on? That's only if it was already truma before Pesach. B'mafrish truma dechmitza. You had mafrish this truma, and then it became chometz before Pesach. But it first was truma. Avo, mafrish truma chometz. But if you have chometz on Pesach, and you try to take off truma on it, then everybody agrees, diri hakol enu kedosha, that the truma can't be chal on chametz on Pesach. If it's worthless, so then you can't take off and be mafrish truma on this chametz on Pesach. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel Abba mafrish truma chametz. He says, the Pesach, if you did this on Pesach, kigon chitim shechmitzu, if you have wheat that became chametz, and it hadn't yet had taken off truma semaisos, we'll have more of a discussion on this, that it actually was still attached to the ground. According to some, it never even had a shas kosher. So it was always chametz on Pesach. So Divri Akol, he says, afilu le Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Even Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's mutter to get hanoah from chametz on Pesach. Here, he says the shari chametz on Pesach in general b'hanoah the chazil lasok, and you could go and burn it. So eino kedosh. Here it's not kadosh, and we'll explain this more in Mitzvah in the upcoming Gemara. So here we clearly have this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that seems to align itself with all machlokes of midah versus damin. Similarly, we have another braisa, Tani Yidach. Another braisa has the same exact machlokas. The pasuk says, "Unot san la'kohen es hakodesh." The pasuk says that if you by accident ate somebody's truma, you have to go and give back to the kohen and add the chomish. You have to repay the kohen, the principal, and the chomish, and you have to pay him back davor haroi lios kodesh. Darshdi in the pasuk, "Unot san la'kohen es hakodesh." You have to give him back fruits itself. You can't give him back money. It's not enough to pay him back with the money. You have to give him back something that will then take on the kedusha of truma. Prat, this therefore comes to exclude lo ochel trumas chometz with Pesach. This brisa darshins from this that you can't, in this situation, give him back trumas chometz on Pesach because it's potur min hatashlumim udmeyetzim because it has no value. So therefore, you can't give it back to him. As Rashi explains, kishemishalim dugmosun ein shem kodesh chol olav. You can't give him back something in this situation because it won't be chal on it, as we pointed out. And therefore, you're part of min hatashlumim udmeyetzim in this situation, divri Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So this says you go by the damim. And along comes Rabbi Elazar chisma, he's mechayiv. He says, no, you go by the midah, and therefore you'd be chayiv in this situation. And now we have a very similar conversation to the conversation we had between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So I'm a Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar chisma. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says to Rabbi Elazar chisma, he says, v'chi mahana yesh lobo. Why are you saying that you have to pay back? The item is worthless. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We say the chametz on Pesach is asur b'hanoah. So what hanoah are you getting over here that you say that when I ate this inadvertently, I have to pay you back the principal and the chomesh? It is worth zero. You go by the damim. So what does he respond? He says to him, no. He says the rest of the year, the same thing applies. When you eat truma tmeya, so you're not allowed to eat that, so you inadvertently ate it, but the guy couldn't eat it himself. The Kohen couldn't eat it himself, so why should I have to pay him back anything then? So therefore, you see that it's not based upon the Domim. You see, it's based upon the Midah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that's incorrect, just like Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amalo, he says, lo, you're incorrect. If you're telling me the Truma Tmeya the rest of the year, just because you can't eat it, you shouldn't have to pay anything back. Again, the same exact argument, that while you can't eat it, you're certainly allowed to go and burn it. Therefore, it does have Domim the rest of the year. But here, there is no Domim. Because it's Chometz on Pesach, which is also by Noah, according to everybody except Rav Yossi Aglili. We don't hold like Rav Yossi Aglili says. And therefore, why should you have to pay anything back? It is worthless. Rabbi Elazar
Ben Yaakov says you go by the domim. So why are you saying that it has any value to it? So Rav Loza Chisma responds, Amalo, he says, no, af bezu. He says, even in this situation, yesh lo bo heter asaka, you're allowed to go and burn it. Because he holds that you could, shim rotza kohen meritzav nekabo. If he wanted to, he could give it to his dog to eat. Or if he wanted to, o masika tachas tafshilo, he could use it to go and burn this chomitz on Pesach. Because he holds like Rav Yossi Aglili. And therefore, you are getting hanah from it. Now, let's sum everything up. Amar Abai, Abai says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we just had, Rabbi Akiva from the previous Braisa, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri from the previous Braisa, all of them hold, Kulu Sfirlu, Chometz and Pesach Osmanah. As opposed to Rabbi Elazar Chisma, they don't agree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, like Rabbi Elazar Chisma does. They all hold that Pesach is also Bahanoah with Chometz. You cannot get any Hanoah on Chometz. So then what are they arguing about? Why do Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva say that you don't have to pay back anything? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you do have to pay back something. Ubahakum ifligi. This is what they're arguing about. The Rabbi Akiva savar lefi damim mishalim. As I pointed out, Rabbi Akiva says you base it upon the damim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri savar lo lefi midam mishalim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you go based upon the volume. So this is our machlokas. Let us say lemo katanai, where it says pshita. As I just read through this gemara, that was the only way to understand this brisa. So what is Abaye coming to teach us? What's his huge chiddush over here that he's telling us that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, savar lefi midam mishalim? Of course, because it's also bahanah. So if you go by Dabim, of course you wouldn't pay back anything. That's what Rabbi Kiva, that's what Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said. So obviously holds that it's based upon Mida. So Pshita. Shmuel says, no. Abai's big chiddush over here. Mal detema, I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, nami ki Rabbi Kiva sirulu, domi lefi domim mishalim. No, I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that you go lefi domim. But you know what? Then why does he say that you have to pay back if you go by Domim? Rabbi Kiva says it's worth nothing, because maybe I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Mishum Desavallah, Kerv Yossi Aglili. Maybe that's why he says you pay it back. So therefore, Kamash Rulon, Abai is telling us, no, don't think that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds Rabbi Yossi Aglili. No, he disagrees with Yossi Aglili, and his rationale is because you go by the Mida and not by Domim. So, nu, this is Taka, good teretz, where it says, nu ve'ema hachanami. So why don't we say that he actually holds like Rav Yossi Aglili? Why do we say that he doesn't hold like Rav Yossi Aglili and he holds by Mida? Why not say he holds like Rav Yossi Aglili and that's why he paid back by Domim? So where it says, no, im kain, if that was so, nahadele Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Rav Akiva, ki hechid mahadele Rav Elazar Chisma, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Because then we would have had Rabbi Elazar Chisma, his teretz Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's worth something, you can feed it to your dog or you could burn it. He would have said that teretz as well. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri should have said that teretz to Rabbi Akiva, that it's worth something. But he didn't say that, so clearly he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as Rabbi Elazar Chisma did. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Chisma is different than the opinion of Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Elazar Chisma could say it's domim, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he must say that it's based upon Mida, because he disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and says it has no value. So then why would he have to pay? The only possible reason is because it's Mida. An additional din in regards to this chomesh. So the Braisa says, "Ha'ochel kizayis truma." If a person by accident ate a kizayis of truma from the kohen, so we know mishalim kerem chomesh. You have to pay back the principal, and you have to pay back the fifth, which is a fourth. So Abashol Omer achi bo shav pruta. Abashol qualifies and says this is only true if it is worth a shav pruta. The truma that you ate has to be worth at least a pruta's worth. Otherwise, we don't have this din that you have to pay back the keren and the chomesh. You just have to pay back the keren, but you wouldn't have to pay back a chomesh. Now, the Tanakhama said that you have to eat a kizayis' worth. And Abashol said it's not a kizayis' worth, it's a shav pruta that determines it. So the Gemara asks, my time in Tanakhama, what's the reason behind the Tanakhama saying over here that it has to be a kizayis? That determines whether you pay back a chomesh or not. So Amakori says it's based upon the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ish kiyochal kodesh bishkoga. If a person ate kodesh, kodesh here means truma. Kodesh sometimes can mean kachim and sometimes it can mean truma. They're both called kodesh. So v'ish kiyochal kodesh, if a person by accident ate truma, bishkoga, by accident. So, v'achila b'kizayis. And by definition, achila always means a kizayis. It has to be something significant. Achila defines itself as a kizayis. And therefore, the pasuk says, if you ate bishkoga, eating is by definition achila b'kizayis. That's what Tanakhama says, that the minimal amount that you'd be chayv to pay keren chomesh is if you ate an achila's worth, which is a kizayis. No. Abashol, what does he say? Abashol, my timer, he says it's a shav pruta. He doesn't say it's a kizayis. Why not? He says, Amakroi, he says, the pasuk says, v'nosan, you have to give it to the kohen. You have to give the kohen v'nosan. And a nesina means something significant. V'ein nesina pachos v'shav pruta. It has to be at least a shav pruta. So that's where they each get it from. So the Tanakhama learns it out from Yochal, and Avashal learns it out from Nosan. So the obvious question is, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? So the Gemara says, V'idach Nami. No, according to Avashal, he also says, the pasuk says, Ish ki Yochal. So what does he do with the word Yochal? Hoksiv Yochal. What does he do with that? So Avashal would answer, Hau prat lemazik hudiyasa. You need that to tell me that there is no din of paying a additional chomesh if you just destroyed his truma. It's a special unique din only by achila. So if I eat your truma by accident, I have to pay you back the keren and the chomesh. But let's say I stepped on your truma by accident and squished it. So then I only have to pay you back the principal. I do not have to pay you back the chomesh. That's why it says, v'chiyochal kodesh mishkoga. It's only achila that necessitates the paying of the principal plus a chomesh. But destruction of truma inadvertently, then you only pay the principal and you don't pay the chomesh. That's where Avashal learns this from, because it says kiyocha, and therefore nesina tells me the amount. No, the Tanakama, what does he do with the word nesina that Avashal said? Hoksiv in Asan, so that's a good taka, a riot has to be a shava pruta. So the Gemara answers that the Tanakama would say, how mi boile the dovo haroi lios kodesh. That tells me it has to be, in Asan, I have to give you back something that could be kodesh. I can't just give you back money, I have to give you back, in Asan, kodesh. He has to give back kodesh, something that could become kodesh. He has to give it back to the kohen. And we delete the words prat liochel trumas chometz v'pesach. That's inappropriate here. It doesn't belong over here. Another brayse, the Tana Rabbanan, on the brayse says ochel truma pachus mikizayis. If a person ate inadvertently somebody else's kohen's truma by accident and he ate less than a kizayis, so then mishalim is a keren. You only have to pay the keren. And mishalim is a chomish, and you do not have to pay the chomish. As we pointed out previously, the Tanakhama said that the amount that you have to eat is a kizayis, and therefore if you ate less than a kizayis, the Tanakhama from the previous brayse said you don't have to pay the chomish. So Gemara says, Hechidami, what are we talking about? Eid the less beishava pruta, if it's not worth a penny, so keren nami lo l'shalim, then you don't even have to pay back the keren. Veid is beishava pruta, but if it's worth more than a shava pruta, so then Abishol said, chomish nami l'shalim. So Gemara says, the olam, the is beishava pruta. We are talking about a shava pruta. Vafilu hochi, kiva the less beikizayis, mishalim is a keren, and mishalim is a chomish. Oh, this is the Tanakhama, and not Abishol. So therefore, even though it's worth more than a shava pruta, but if it's less than a kizayis, then you only pay back the principal, but you don't pay back the chomesh. Exactly like the Tanakhama, not like Abishol. Now, the Talmidim said this in front of Rapapa. Amru Rabbanan Kamei the Rapapa. Ha, delo ki Abishol. Like I just said, they said this Brisa, the second Brisa, is in disagreement with the first Brisa, according to Abishol. So therefore, the second Brisa obviously only holds like the Tanakhama, that the critical factor is the achila of a kizayis, and even though it's worth more than a shava pruta, if you don't have a kizayis, you don't pay back the chomesh, you just pay back the keren. That's how the Talmidim learned in front of Rapapa, that the second Brisa is not like Abishol. Because the ik Abishol, so then Ha'amar, kivin sheish b'shava pruta, afal gav less b'kizayis, because Abishol seems to hold that the critical factor is just a shava pruta. And as long as it's more than a shava pruta, then you'd have to pay back the chomesh, even if it's less than a kizayis. That was a simple understanding that the machlokis between the Tanakhama and Abishol is a machlokis. That one says the critical factor is achila and not shava pruta, and the other one says the critical factor is shava pruta and not achila. That's what the Talmidim said. They understood these two brises in front of their Rebbe, Rapapa. And Amalu Rapapa, Rapapa tells him, no, afilu tem Abishol. The second Brisa could even go in accordance with Abishol, because you're learning Abishol wrong. Abishol tarte boy. Abishol agrees with the Tanakhama, and then he says, and by the way, even if it has a shava pruta, it must be a kizayis. You need both of the criteria, not just one. When you learn the Tanakhama says the achila is the only one. Abishol says, I agree with you, you need the kizayis, but you also need the shava pruta. If you only have one without the other, so then you would not be chayiv. So therefore, the second brisa, which didn't have both, could still be in accord with Abishol, because it didn't have both. But now the Gemara, in the rest of today's shir and in tomorrow's shir, is going to show that Rapapa is wrong, and that in fact, Rapapa himself retracted eventually his opinion. So first we show that Rapapa is wrong. Umi boy Abishol tarti. How can you tell me, Rapapa, that Abishol says you need both? The achila of a kizayis, and it must be worth a shava pruta. I'll show you that's right. That's not right. Now the gizah that we have is what's not. It seems like it's bringing a riot from a mishnah, but on the side, the Masoras Hashasi brings down, it's really a tosept and trumos. And therefore, v'tzorech lomar v'hatanya. It's a brisa, so we use the terminology v'hatanya. So it says in this brisa, Abishol omer. He tells us the Therish, what Abba Shaul's opinion is. He says, Esh yesh bo shava pruta. If it has a shava pruta, then you pay back the principal, chayiv b'tashlumim, and you pay back the chomesh. However, Esh she'ein bo shava pruta, the Brisa says b'Therish, that Abba Shaul says, if it doesn't have a shava pruta, ain't no chayiv b'tashlumim. You don't have to pay back. That's what Abba Shaul said. And now, Amrlo, the Chachamim said back to Abba Shaul, Lo amru shava pruta, you're making a mistake. The whole idea of where shava pruta comes into play is not by truma. The idea of a shava pruta is only elalinyan mi'ila bilvad. If you mistakenly, inadvertently take from hektish a shava pruta, so then that's where the din of shava pruta comes in. That's called mi'ila. So it's elalinyan mi'ila bilvad that we have a din of shava pruta. However, in regards to truma, if a person inadvertently ate a kohen's truma, volu truma, the din isn't the shava pruta. Eino chayev ad sheibo chizayis. The din is that you only have tashlum over here if you ate a chizayis. Now, the im isif, Abba Shaul really held that both of them, Abba Shaul tarte boy, so then what the Chachamim should have responded back to Abba Shaul is, kivin sheishbo chizayis biboyle. They should have said, well, if it has a chizayis, not a shava pruta. They should have said, well, what about the chizayis aspect? From the fact that they didn't mention both the shava pruta and the chizayis, so obviously it means that Abba Shaul doesn't hold both of them. So therefore, since they only were concerned about the shava pruta part, but they didn't mention anything about the kizayis part, it must be the Rav Papa's understanding of Abba Shaul, that Abba Shaul tarti boy is incorrect. To yufta, the Rav Papa, to yufta. So we slug up Rav Papa. And in fact, after Rav Papa Hodebe, Rav Papa himself, he was chozer on his opinion. He retracted his own opinion. And we see that for the following brisa. Now, we're not going to finish this brisa today. We're only going to go through part of the brisa today, but we'll hopefully get through the part where Rav Papa's retraction is shown. The Tanya, we learn in this brisa. The pasuk tells us, V'chotah bishkoga. Again, this is talking about me'ila. And it says, if a person by accident usurped hektish, so he's chayev in a carbon me'ila. V'chotah bishkoga, if a person by accident, me'ila is only by accident, so then he has to bring his asham me'ila. Now, Prat lemezit. It says v'chotah bishkaga. You only bring a carbon meila if you did it by accident, but you don't bring a carbon meila if a person intentionally took something from hektish. So v'chotah bishkaga comes to tell me prat lemezit. It's only meila by mezit taking something from hektish, only by inadvertently taking something from hektish. So Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. Follow dinu. I shouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you only do meila by shkaga and not by mezit, because the kal v'chomer goes as follows: Umar shar mitzvos shechiyev behen karbeis. Other mitzvos, for which there is, if a person, Rachmon al-Islam, transgresses these mitzvos, there's a chiyuv of kares. For example, if you ate chaylev, klas golchatis is a chatis chaylev. If a person ate chaylev intentionally, he's chayiv kares. If he ate it unintentionally, he's chayiv chatis. So, umar shar mitzvos shechiyuv bem kares that have a chiyuv of kares attached to them, potah ben es amezit. If you did it b'mezit, if you ate chaylev intentionally, you don't bring a karma chatis, you chayiv kares. So in that situation, for mezid, there's no chiyuv of chatos. So certainly meila, which you do unintentionally, she'ein b'kares. But if a person does meila, he's not chayiv kares. So ein odin shepatrus mezid. So certainly, you, if you did this with mezid, you don't go and bring a karban. If by chaylev, which is a chatos, you don't go and bring a karban if you did it with mezid. So certainly by meila, which is not a chiyuv of kares, so certainly you shouldn't go and bring a karban if you did it with mezid. In other words, the first part of this brisa is saying that kares is stricter than me'ila. What's the issa by me'ila? If a person were to intentionally do me'ila, it's not called me'ila then, it's called geneva. If you're still from hektish, you're chayiv misa bidei shemayim. So therefore, we're now suggesting in the first part of this brisa that kares is stricter than me'ila. Kares, which is a penalty that cuts off a person in this world and in the next world, or cuts off him and his children, or it potentially can be at any age. So this kares is a stricter penalty than misa bidei shemayim. That's what we're assuming right now. And therefore, we can bring a raya from a kares lav, a chatas, for example, for chaylev, we can bring a kal v'chomer to me'ila, which done b'mezit is only, quote, misa bidei shemayim. So the Gemara is first saying that's this kal v'chomer. But then the Gemara says, and it's the same Tana in the Brisa, which will be very perplexing, that he now seems to switch his opinion midstream. So he says, lo, this Tana says, im armis b'shar mitzo, shekein lo chiyav b'hem misa, tomar b'me'ila, shechiyav b'misa? You can't tell me that I can learn out a kal v'chomer from kares to misa b'dei shemayim, because kares is more strict than misa b'dei shemayim. In fact, misa b'dei shemayim is more strict than kares. And therefore, I can't learn out the kal v'chomer, Talmud Lomer, I need the chotah bishkaga to tell me prat lemezit. Only if you do me'ila by accident, you bring an asha me'ila,
they do bemazed, so then you don't bring an asha me'ila. Now, this is a very perplexing brisa, because the same Tana, who's in the Reisha, telling us that Karis is more chomer than Misa, and that's why he can learn out of Kavu Chomer, then changes his mind, and says that Misa b'dei Shamayim is more chomer than Karis, and therefore you don't have the Kavu Chomer, and that's why you need v'choto b'shgoga. So we're going to give eventually three answers over here to this seemingly stira, why the Tana, this brisa, seems to be flipping his sheet, the midstream, from Karis being more chomer than Misa b'dei Shamayim, which is the right answer, to somebody saying that Misa b'dei Shamayim is more chomer than Karis. So we'll have three answers for that. The first one will involve Rapapa, and that's what we'll try to do today still, Rapapa's Teretz. So, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rav Chiya bar Rabin. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok asks Rav Chiya bar Rabin, what is going on over here? Haitana meikara alimu leikaris. He starts up by saying Karis is more chomer than Misa b'dei Shamayim, and then he switches it around a little bit. So, alimu leimisa. Then he says Misa b'dei Shamayim is stricter than Karis. That's the question. Here's the first of the three terutzim. V'yamalei, so Rav Chiya bar Rabin answers back to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, and he tells him as follows. Here's the teretz. Very simple first teretz. Hochi kamar. Lo. It's not a switching it around. You're misunderstanding it. He's not saying Koritz is more strict than Misa B'dei Shamayim, and then he switches it around to say Misa B'dei Shamayim is more strict than Koritz. No. What he's saying is, lo, im amris b'shar mitzvos, if you're saying by a regular case of Koritz, all the other losa says that involve Koritz, shekein lo chiyei b'hen miso b'pachos b'kizayis, you don't get Koritz if you ate less than a kizayis. Tomar b'mi'ila, are you going to tell me by mi'ila, there you do have, by Me'ila, even if it's Pachos Mikizayis, as long as it's Shava Pruta, there is a din. So that's why it's not a good Kavah Homer. Granted, Karis is stricter than Misa B'dei Shamayim, but Karis has a cooler to it, that on these Isurim, you have to have a Kizayis' worth, as opposed to by Me'ila, even less than a Kizayis, as long as it's Shava Pruta. So therefore, that's why you can't learn out the Kavah Homer from Me'ila, to learn out that you can't automatically learn through the Kavah Chomer that you wouldn't have to bring a carbon Me'ila if you did it b'mezid. You can't learn out through Kavah Chomer because there is an aspect of Me'ila that is stricter than all the Karis's. Even though Karis is stricter than Misa B'dei Shamayim, but there's an aspect, the amount. By Karis it's a Kizayis, and by Me'ila it's Shava Pruta. That's the teretz that Rav Chiya bar Avin gave to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Rav Nachman Yitzchok is thrilled with this teretz. He says, I was so perplexed by this brisa, I couldn't understand how the Tana of this brisa seems to be switching it around, saying Karis is more chomer than Misa B'dei Shamayim. Then he says Misa B'dei Shamayim is more chomer than Karis. I couldn't understand this. Oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you for easing my mind. But Rav Chiya bar Rabin says, don't be so quick to thank me. Don't be so quick to say that I eased your mind, because this teretz that I just gave you has been schlugged up. The Rabba, the Rav Sheshes, Shodbe Naga, Rabbi Mershashas, they took an axe, and Arga's an axe, and they smashed my teretz. Well, how did they smash it? As follows. Man Shamas Le Omar, what did we just say here? That Hizid B'Me'ila B'Misa, if a person intentionally did Me'ila, he gets Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Whose opinion is that? That's only the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe he. That's the opinion of Rebbe. And only Rebbe. And Rebbe holds, Rebbe he, the Tanya. He's the one that says, Hezid b'mila, Rebbe omer b'misa. By mila, Rebbe says it's misa b'dei shamayim. The chachamim omrim, no. If a person were to do mila on purpose, that's not called mila, it's called gineva, chachamim omrim bazhari. It's a lav, but it's not misa b'dei shamayim. So the whole idea that mila is misa b'dei shamayim is only according to Rebbe. Now, why is that a problem? My time of the Rebbe. Where does Rebbe learn it out from? Now, Amar Rabbi Avo says, Gomar chet chet mitruma. He learns it out from a Kavah Chomer from Truma. And that is, Ma Truma b'misa, just like Truma. If a person eats Truma b'mezid, he's chay of Misa b'dei Shamayim, so too af Me'ila, because of this Gzei Rishava, chet chet, so too, if you eat Me'ila, you're chay of Misa b'dei Shamayim. And therefore, Omina, and you learn from that the other way as well. Ma Truma b'chizayis, Truma is a kizayis. You only chayv a kizayis, not a shava pruta. Truma is a kizayis, so af mila b'chizayis. So mila, you only chayv a kizayis, not a shava pruta, as we just said. So therefore, the teretz that you wanted to say, that mila has a strictness that all the karis chiyuvim, like chatas, don't have, is that they're a kizayis, and mila is a shava pruta. Well, the whole idea that Me'ila is Misa B'dei Shamayim is only according to Rebbe. And Rebbe says there is no din of a Shava Pruta. It's only a din of a Kizayis, because he learns it out from Truma. Chet, chet.
Now, who jumps in now to this conversation? Our Rav Papa. Umaskif lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa, the Rav Papa before said, boy, Trey, that you need both a pruta and a kizayis. And we said that he retracted. Here's where he retracts. Umaskif lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa got involved in this slugging up of this teretz that Rav Chiya bar Rabin tried to give. So Rav Papa defends it. He says, no, Rabin Rav Sheshes, you're slugging it up incorrectly. Mimai de Rebbe ki de Rabbanan shirulehu. Why are you saying that Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan? That's the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama of Abba Shaul, who say that you only need over here a Kezias. They learned that from Yochal, from Achila. So you need a Kezias. Who says that they hold like the Tanakhama of Abba Shaul? Mimai de Rebbe ki Rabbanan of the Tanakhama of Abba Shaul, Sirulu. Maybe Dilma ka Abba Shaul, Sirulu. Maybe, in fact, Rebbe holds like Abba Shaul. Now, what did Abba Shaul say, according to Rav Papa? He says, if it has a Shava Pruta, Afal Gav the Lesbe Kizayis, even if it doesn't have a Kizayis. Ah, here Rav Papa clearly retracts. Before we said Rav Papa's boy Trey, he says both of them, Kizayis and a Shava Pruta, but here he clearly holds that it's not both, it's only a Shava Pruta and not a Kizayis. So therefore, you clearly see from here, Behold, Rav Papa, who the Yomar Abba Shaul tried the boy, but before Rav Papa said that Abba Shaul says both Kizayis and Shava Pruta. But here he clearly says that it's only Shava Pruta and not Kizayis. Oh, Elishmamina, we have clear proof, Harder Bay in Rav Papa defending Rav Chiya bar Ravin's teretz over here to explain why the Tana of this Brisa first says Karis is more chomer than Mila, and then seems to say that Mila, which is Misha B'nei Shemayim, is more chomer than Karis. So the teretz that Rav Chiya bar Ravin gave, that there is an aspect of Mila that is stricter, that it's Shava Pruta, oh, that goes like Abba Shaul. But Abba Shaul only said Shava Pruta, not Kizayis. So we have clear proof that Rav Papa retracted, and we've defended Rav Chiya bar Ravin's teretz, and this was teretz number one to explain this strange brisa, where it seems to be saying, first, that Karis is stricter than Misa B'dei Shemayim, and then it seems to be saying that Misa B'dei Shemayim is stricter than Karis. What we just explained is teretz number one. We'll stop over here, Mitzvah Shem, and tomorrow Shia, we'll give teretz number two and teretz number three. With that, we conclude today's share.